And welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. We are bringing you the usual mix of goth, industrial, electronic tunes, a bit of information in the middle of the show, and stuff like that. It's all brought to you by myself, Nige. And tonight in the studio, we seem to have had a small invasion from the future. Who have we got here tonight then, guys?
Hi, Joe Wiley. I'm Dr. Power. I'm not Dr. Power, my android circuits have destroyed themselves. I am Mr. Sheen, but I bring my sidekick, Dr. Power.
I am Mr. Muscle, Silid Bang, number three.
And why are you here? Where are you from, in fact? Are you from the future?
We are from the future. We have come here to promote our upcoming gig, which is in the past.
Yes, the gig that is taking place last week, or in your time, on Sunday.
Ah, yes, the Sunday gig. I thought I might be invaded for some reason. Great, yes. It's good to have you here, bringing us technology and tunes from the future.
We have bought spoons from the future.
Yes, in the future you will discover spoons. At the moment when you eat ice cream, you have to do it through your nostrils. In the future you will have spoons and then you will not have to use your nostrils, except for breathing and sneezing.
That's awesome. Right.
In the future you will discover the parachute. But first you need to discover flight first.
And then oxygen.
Are you sure you've got back to the correct time zone, guys?
This is 1985.
yes, it's
affirmative,
close.
Michael.
Yes, right. Okay, I think it's time for tunes now.
Good one, Joe. Let's go.
We are Mandroid. Unlike Dark Assimilation, we are from the future.
Dark Assimilation is from the past, and it is recorded on Tuesday. You will listen to this on Wednesday.
We are Mandroid. Here are the words we cannot say on this radio station.
Swazish! Hish! Knock, knock, out, 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 out! Hish! Knock, knock! I've got a crowbar, see a fast car. Like a Vauxhall Nova or an Escort Popular. Subaru Imprinter, that's a T-Hunter. Wait until the cars are going, yes, it's hanging on. Joyride. Grandma. Burnout. Now park. All I want for Christmas is a burnt-out car. All I want for Christmas is a smoky Jaguar. All I want for Christmas is a toad that's on your bar. Burnt-out, burnt-out, burnt-out car. You should have parked right there. Get a fancy French car with a mobile on the chair. My boy's fingers will break the lock in seconds. Go for a ride and torch the car you reckon over. Maestro. Saxo. Paxo. All I want for Christmas is a burnt-out car. All I want for Christmas is a smoky Jaguar. All I want for Christmas is the donuts on your bar. Burnt-out, burnt-out, burnt-out car.
Glue-sniffing drunk driver, give me that split. Dog bit up at your baited father. Drunk driving, give me that split. Dog bit, hope that your bait and follow of 10. All I want for Christmas is a burnt out car. All I want for Christmas is a smoky Jaguar. All I want for Christmas is a donut on your bar. All I want for Christmas is a new PC.
All I want for Christmas is a new PC. All I want for Christmas is a smoky Jaguar. All I want for Christmas is a donut on your bar. Burnt out, burnt out, burnt out car. All I want for Christmas is a burnt out car. All I want for Christmas is a smoky Jaguar. All I want for Christmas is a donut on your bar. Burnt out, burnt out, burnt out car.
And listen to Dark Radio.
Simulation. Damn it.
Yeah. Christmas. Du hast mich. Du hast mich. Du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.
Still listening to Dark Simulation, and we're still being invaded by most of Mandroid here, I think.
We can see that the Joe Wiley Show has been invaded. I can see evidence of UFOs in the studio. For those viewers at home who do not have a television or a video player, we can see a pink and a green UFO spaceship on top of that CD deck. Look!
Oh my god!
You may be slightly confused with the air fresheners. They may not have been brought forward to your normal time zone. I don't know if they have air fresheners from the future you've just transported from.
In the future, we do not have air. Air has been replaced by plastic.
And you've come back to warn us of some impending doom, haven't you?
Yes, the Earth will be destroyed by androids.
Are you androids?
Maybe. We haven't decided yet.
You're at least cyborgs, though, because I've seen you live, and you've generally got lots of electronic components sticking out of you. Is that somehow to increase your power?
No, it's because Windows 9 will not work without those components.
Awesome. We just played Rammstein. Is this a fighting song from...
That is our national anthem for our country, The Knife.
And before that, we played actually one of your tracks that's somehow going to save us from this impending doom of a future.
That's right. That will be your national anthem when the androids destroy you and turn you into pink and green air fresheners.
Yes, it was a track called Burnt Out Car. What it's for is to teach you how to rob cars in the future when there will be nothing else but old cars, and you will have to eat old cars and breathe old cars and drink old cars and talk to old cars. Sell old cars.
Your fuel costs will be astronomical.
And your fuel will be old cars.
Yes, thank you. But you're going to warn us by playing a whole gig, I believe, on Sunday.
Yes, at Sunday. Infest.
At the other Infest that is known as just down the subculture in Leeds.
Yes, Leeds Festival.
Yes, that's the one, Leeds Festival. Not to be confused with that smaller event happening up, sponsored by some small carling brand or something.
Yes, well, as soon as we have finished playing Woodstock, we will go back to the future in a DeLorean.
Powered by old cars.
Yes. Even though a DeLorean is an old car.
Have you had lunch yet?
Can you power DeLoreans from DeLoreans? But you're somehow supporting V2A Project and Uberbyte. Do you respect these bands as well?
Yes, very much so. We love them.
Yes, we like them very much, even though they are only merely human.
And they're from your past?
Yes.
Are they classics? Old school?
We do not know. All records were destroyed in the great long superhuman android war.
Awesome. Right.
And replaced by old cars.
Okay. Now, here's some more tunes. Here's some implant.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised. Parental discretion is advised.
Okay, we seem to have had our music systems infected by your technology from the future, Mr. Mandroid and Mandroid. I'm sorry, I've even forgotten your names already. Do you remember what they are?
Yes, Pauline Fowler.
I am David Wilson.
Okay, I think your circuits are a little broken at the moment. We had the Angel Spit, Angel Spit Implant, featuring Angel Spit with a track called Violence, and then something that seems to have come from your infected systems that sounded like Grand Prix Simulator for the Spectrum.
Yes, by that famous band Codemasters.
Yes, so is this known as music in your future?
There is no music in the future. The future is all old cars.
All right, you've given me another CD here. I know CDs must be old technology for you guys, but you've given me another one, which is something I'm unfamiliar with. What is it?
It is, basically, we have found out that Merzbo just simply travels to the future and records outside our windows. This is the sound from outside Dr. Power's window. You may know Merzbo from his time in Girls Aloud as the pretty Japanese one. He hits your chart at number one all the time.
Right.
Well, good evening. You're still listening to Dax and Lation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard the Alter de Rune with Relax and Ride It from Giants from Far Away. And before that, you heard Mersbrow, which is chosen by our Mandroid friends here. Apparently the noise outside their window. Mersbrow is time-travelling genius who just then comes back and releases file of fax shaped CDs of stuff.
And joins Girls Aloud.
And marries football players.
Oh, okay. News to me.
And does up old cars.
Well, who wouldn't do up old cars, eh? Okay, for just random giggles, let's run through gigs and clubs and stuff happening in the area, including your mighty performance a few weeks ago or this coming Sunday, depending from where you are in time.
Yes, you should definitely go to that.
Were you already there? Have you experienced it yet, or do you just know it's in your past and your future?
In the past, which was last week, they gave away free beer to everybody who wore a yellow hat.
Yes. If you come to the gig wearing a yellow hat, you will get free beer.
But you may not, because every time you change the future changes.
Of course. The simple choice of wearing a yellow hat may make this not happen.
We'll have to see. Okay. Barring yellow hatness, let's run down stuff I've got written in front of me. This coming Friday, 28th of August, DV80s at the Subculture in Leeds. Cheesy 80s stuff runs from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. There's more information if you search Facebook for DV80s. You'll find the details there. That's at the Subculture in Leeds, and that's £3 in.
And the music was great in the 2080s.
The 80s, that's when you think you are, I think, ish. On Sunday the 30th, we have Black Sheep Live with the already mentioned gig of the awesome Mandroid.
No!
No! Make sure you are there before 8 or you will miss Mandroid.
Of course, you've got the first slot on, the best slot of the night. 8 p.m, Mandroid, then the rest of the bands, V2A, Project and Uberbyte, who don't time travel as far as I'm aware and don't randomly turn up and break into my show and steal all the music. But that's £5 on the door, 7 p.m, doors open, Mandroid on at 8. More information at www.sheepish.net/live. Following that, we have on Friday the 4th of September, Friday Flock Live at the Subculture in Leeds, with the Sisters of Murphy last ever gig. So doors open at 7:30, Sisters of Murphy start playing like a 2-hour set at 8 p.m, and then the club night, the Friday Flock club night, starts at 10 p.m. It's £5 in advance to see the band, probably £4 to not see the band and just go to the club night. More information at fridayflock.net. Saturday the 5th of September is Last Tango in West Yorkshire. It's basically the Heartland weekend thing that happens pretty much every year. The Sisters gig is part of that, and the Saturday night is at the Upstairs bit in Bar Santiago in Leeds. More information can be found at myheartland.co.uk. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and is £2.50 on the door. What else have we got? Oh yeah, Saturday the 5th of September, Black Veil is happening at the Wellington in Leeds. Lots going on in Leeds here. Leeds must be some kind of centre of the universe for goth electronic and stuff.
No, Bradfield is.
Bradfield, of course. Bradfield seems to have lost its power this year due to the lack of any infestness, though. Have you come
No, that is Bradford. Oh. Bradfield is a different place.
Oh, of course. My apologies. Yes, we have Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds. 8 p.m. till 1 a.m, goth stuff going on there. £2.50 on the door. More information at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Saturday the 12th of September, it's worth mentioning, Bad Moon Rising is happening. Well, it's Saturday the 12th, is Bad Moon Rising live at the Manville Arms in Bradford. Two bands, Legion and Siamese Twist. They run from 8 p.m. till late. It's free entry. More information at gothupnorth.co.uk. And also on Saturday the 12th of September, there is Darklands at the Junction in York. That's £3 in, runs from 7 p.m. till 12 a.m. And more information at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. And it's worth mentioning the weekly nights. Sundays that I haven't mentioned other stuff about is Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds, and every Thursday is Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms in Bradford. Runs from 7 p.m. till late, both of them gig nights, and both of those nights are free entry. So great stuff there. Right, I've got through the magic that is the gig and club guide stuff going on there. I think it's the Mandroid guys You've infected my DJing systems again. What's about to get played out of these speakers?
Hello, viewers. The next song is called Dollar Power by the ZX Spectrum Orchestra.
Load! Exclamation mark.
It's my being, it's my soul, not a digit. science of the world. In these times, the future of mankind is at stake. We must not refrain from responsibility, but boldly take any measure necessary to ensure the survival of the fittest. To sustain order and to increase our economic, social, and mental efficiency, we've got to make sure that we can rely on your cooperation in providing any requested data in a structured, detailed, and predictable manner. To eliminate any irregularities that may compromise flawless operation, we have declared war on error. So be warned. Random is resistance. I repeat, random is resistance.
That was Rotterdam with War on Error. Well, the declaration part of War on Error. There's about three tracks on that CD single. And that's from the War on Error CD single that comes out tomorrow, I believe. So go
last on. Week.
Yes, last week, tomorrow-ish. And before that, we had ZX Spectrum Orchestra with Dollar Power, which was actually really good. Thank you for bringing that in.
Of course it was good. Excuse me, I'm going to the toilet.
You're going to the toilet, but it sounds like a mobile phone. Awesome. Yes.
Well, I urinate data.
We've got yet another track coming up. Well, no, actually, I want to ask you, are you having a war against error?
No! We have a war on eggs. Are you talking to me? No! That's no moon. No!
Okay.
We also have a war on wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
Yeah. And war on Warhol.
Yeah. And war on old cars.
Do you want to tell me if we're about to play your national anthem? Is this...
Yes, this is part two of our national anthem. It is a double gatefold CD vinyl data card, which you buy when you buy the national anthem of the knife. It is called... Axel F. F, we do know what the F means. Probably format.
There are pi or squared parts to our national anthem. The number or is still not known, and squared means it's all in a box.
Thank you.
That was Rhombus catching me out there. Alright, what did we play there? We played Rhombus, You Only Want Me When You're Drunk. And before that, we had Axel F, which was part two of your national anthem from from your future. Okay.
F stands for future.
Axel F. Axel from the future. But if it was written in the future, would it not be the present?
Let's kill him now.
He knows too much. And it's called Axel because old cars have axles.
And they are your primary food source, by the sound of it.
Yes.
And not kebabs.
No. But thank you for asking, Joe Wiley.
Anytime.
Joe Wiley, we would like to ask you a question about your wallpaper. You seem to have carpet up halfway through and then holes and then windows into rooms which look exactly the same. Yes. This is like our holiday camps.
Yes, we're on the cutting edge of holiday camps here.
The holes are here to throw gas out to kill people.
Not quite, no.
That's what our holiday camps are like.
I think it's time for more tunes. This is some Solitary Experiments.
Nobody's going to win.
Believe it, we just seem to have run out of time, and this show has flown by. That was Sultry Experiments with Immortal, their latest single, and we have been joined or invaded, I'm not sure what the word is, by Mandroid tonight. Thank you guys for turning up in your time traveling car, DeLorean, whatever you've managed to do to get here.
No thanks to you, Mandroid.
Yeah. No thanks to you, Joe Wiley. Anyway, it's been great being on Radio 1.
Yes, Radio 1, obviously. So, yes, this has been DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And we're going to leave you with part 3 of Mandroid's national anthem, I believe.
Yes,
there are 19 parts.
Well, they're not, because they're a pi r squared. We sorted that out before, but the R stands for robot.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 Complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 5 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.